Thank you. It's not easy to be a hero. I just want to welcome our guests, also wish Nisham should have an aliyah this morning on your yahrzeit. Thank you, Noam. We now turn to the next step of the kitsa of alim ein lo mayim klal. If one doesn't have any water, yesterday we said, let's start from scratch. 2 days ago we said the perfect ideal situation for washing hands in the morning involves the kli, koach gavra, and clear water. And then we said if you don't have clear water, there is an unideal situation. If you don't have any water in the house, you go outside and use a river. Or you can even use snow if you find yourself in such situations. But now we have the difficult circumstance. Ein lo mayim klal. You've got no water. You can't wash your hands. For nitiyat yadayim in the morning. So what should you do? Yekanach yadav be'ezah davar. You should wipe your hands with something. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests a dry cloth. Some people suggest on the bark of a tree. What'd you say?
I don't know.
You can do it in the ground. I guess it has to be a tidy part or not dirty part of the ground. V'yivarech, and then you say a bracha, but a different bracha. You say al nikiyut yadayim, on the cleanliness of the hands, not nitilat yadayim, v'day lo tefillah, and that's enough for tefillah. And then it says, and should you find water later, you should wash your hands again in the proper way, but you wouldn't make another bracha. And what strikes me is we pare down our ideal situation, and you find yourself without water. That would correspond to a situation where we find ourselves in a position incapable of feeling pure or feeling sanctified. We find ourselves in the midst of grief, in the midst of trauma, in the midst of confusion, where we feel I can't harness this situation. It's not even an unideal case where I can let myself be purified from the outside. There is no purity here. And yet, there is still a remedy, which is the difference between nitila, which is being purposive, and nikiya, which is just about not being negative, not about being pessimistic, not about being unclean. And this reminds me of a senior colleague telling me once at a funeral he had a young woman who was about to say Tziduk Hadin, and she was looking and said, what is this about? And he explained, and she said to him, I can't understand this at this moment. I don't feel ready to understand justifying what's happened. And he said that, you know, sometimes in the moment you say the wrong thing, but sometimes in the moment something sparks and you say the right thing. And he said, okay, we don't have to understand it now. We're just going to say it now and we'll understand it later. And she looked at him and said, I think I can do that. And that's essentially what we're saying here, that if you can't do nitilat yadayim, if you can't find purpose, if you can't find meaning, if you can't drive forward in a state of purity, the very least we should do our best to wipe ourselves down and to feel at least clean, to say what we need to say, even if that means we don't understand it quite yet. Yeah.